There'll be no Independence Day celebration in Grand Isle, Louisiana this year. The oil spill that's fouling Gulf Coast waters and beaches is also keeping tourists away. The owner of a small hotel and marina in Grand Isle typically pays for a fireworks show to celebrate, but this year, her only customers are workers who are cleaning up nearby beaches. NPR's Jeff Brady visited Grand Isle yesterday and found a pretty gloomy atmosphere on this holiday weekend.
I'm standing in the parking lot of Bridgeside Marina in Grand Isle, a couple hours south of New Orleans. The owner here, Dodie Vega, says just about any other year, it would be packed, cheek to jowl. But aside from a few work trucks, the place is empty. Over the four decades her family has owned this business, Vega says Grand Isle has become an Independence Day tradition for a lot of families in Louisiana.
4th of July is a weekend you barbecue and you bowl seafood. And you fish, you go to the beach, the island has everything for that.
This year, though, the beaches are closed. There are even guards to keep people away. And there's no fishing allowed with oil in the water. In Vegas' store, there's a rack that used to display fishing poles for sale. Instead of poles, there are push brooms used to scrub oil off the side of boats. And the tackle and other fishing supplies on the shelves have been replaced with hard hats and safety vests. Vegas started stocking these items, hoping to make up for the lost business from tourists. Even now, it seems like she can't believe what's happening.
We have no kids. We have no families. We just have workers. So we decided not to put on our fireworks show, and we couldn't afford it anyway.
Each year, Vegas spends about $10,000 for fireworks and music. The 1,500 people who call Grand Isle home will have to find some other way to celebrate the 4th this year. Outside in a covered area that usually houses the band on July 4th, it's empty and some boys are playing basketball. 16-year-old George Torres says these are hard times.
My stepdad's a yard foreman for all our company. He's not going to lose his job because they have work coming in. But the work, it's getting slow. The hours are cut. Instead of working 12 hours a day, he works 10.
Folks around here generally work in one of three industries, oil, tourism, or seafood. Robert Collins' family falls into that last category.
My family has been in the seafood business for four generations, and now it's a matter of asking, is that going to end? Will it keep on going? How long can we survive?
Those are the long-term questions these boys have. But George Torres also wonders about the short-term. What's he going to do this weekend?
It's boring down here not to see all your friends that come down every year for 4th of July. You don't get to see them all year round. You hope to see them for 4th of July in Tarpon, and I don't know if they're going to be here.
Back inside Dodie Vegas' store, there's a steady line of workers ordering po'boys and pizza back in the deli. But she knows it should be even busier than this. She hasn't had to lay anyone off yet, but she wasn't able to hire all the summer help she usually takes on when school lets out. Vega says she's worried about the future of her business.
So it just depends on what this oil does to the fishing here, you know, and then how many years is going to take to come back. It's a big, huge worry. So.
Are you sleeping okay?
No. 3 o'clock every morning, it seems like I'm wide awake.
And Vega says some nights she can't get to sleep at all. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Grand Isle, Louisiana.